All right, joining me in studio from the Arizona Farm Bureau, their strategic communication director, Julie Murfree. Julie, thanks for doing this.
My pleasure. If it's Arizona agriculture, I'm always going to talk about it.
Well, it's, and I also think that it's fitting because today is Earth Day. And if you really want to talk to someone that, in my opinion, that is a true environmentalist and a conservationist, it's the people that live and work off the land. And your family's been doing it for your entire life and beyond, even before that.
Correct. In fact, we like to say about Earth Day is every day on the farm and the ranch.
Yeah, and the ranch. And I appreciate you doing this. The reason why is we've been hearing all of these stories about inflation. And I read a story last week that talked about how inflation is impacting the farmers in Arizona and how smaller farms especially are in danger of not existing anymore because they just can't keep up with inflation. Can you explain a little bit of that?
Sure. But I have to say something. I know you've heard this phrase. I got to start with a metaphor. For the farmer, he's the only person in our economy who has to buy everything at retail, sell everything he sells wholesale, and pay for the freight both ways. And, you know, there's so much truth to that. And if you have met farmers or grown up on a farm, you get that. But the impact is there. So let's just consider the typical input cost to a farm. There's fertilizer. There's interest payments, interest expenses, and I guarantee you every farm and ranch, there's probably a loan somewhere with equipment or something, pesticides, livestock, fuel and oil, animal feed, taxes, repair and maintenance, marketing, storage and transportation, seed, labor and rent. So we have a lot of input costs.
And no control over when those costs skyrocket.
Right. And they have skyrocketed. If you look at inflation over the last 3 years, it's highest in the fertilizer, 78%, if you calculate that from 2020 to 2023. So in this inflationary period, in this last 3 to 4 years, it's huge on the farm.
And I would have thought that the biggest impact or a biggest increase would have been in fuel. That would have been my guess. I would have never guessed it was fertilizer.
It's gone up, but not to what you would think. I mean, when you think it's an increase over those last 3 years of 35%, that's huge. But the biggest increases have been in fertilizer, interest expenses, pesticides, livestock. And again, fuel and oil at 35%, animal feed at 32%, taxes. You know, we were talking about that before the show started. Yep. Everybody's got to pay taxes. There's an increase 20% there. So everything has gone up. And while previously in the last 2 years, our commodity prices went up, everybody said, oh, the farmer's doing fine. But if you calculate a 78% increase on your fertilizer, you know, that's still, that net profit is still going to be in that 1 or 2%. It's, yeah, and it varies. I mean, we're not price makers, we're price takers on the commodity market. So our family, through 2004, we grew cotton, wheat, and alfalfa. So we were price takers. We couldn't make it. Now, if I'm an organic farmer, a lot of times, or certainly in the direct market farms, you were talking about the small farms, the direct market farms, they can kind of set their price because there's some increased costs even when you do organic. So it's all a factor of what they have to spend in order to conduct business.
And the risk is there because there are so many variables with weather and other things that you can't account for. But the risk level there for the farmers is immense because all it takes is a bad year or a mistake or something to go wrong.
Right.
And there is no profit. Then they're underwater. Then they're on the opposite side of that. And when you have a crop, you talked about cotton, and correct me if I'm wrong, cotton and alfalfa are both very water heavy crops. So therefore, when it's hard to get water, access to water or the expense of water, doesn't that also add to the expense immensely?
It does, but we have gotten so dramatically sophisticated with our water inputs with these crops. And because they are such high production, the water cost isn't as much of a factor as some of the other input costs that I mentioned to you. So that's a piece of good news for us. The other aspect of all of this is it makes you realize why less than 2% of the population is in farming. These individuals that I know personally that I meet on a weekly basis, I'm going to go to Yuma on Friday to interview this one brilliant young farmer in Yuma, Kirk Dunn. And they have to be sophisticated about their business or they're not going to survive. And another little caveat I'll tell you about Arizona Farm Bureau. So we used to do a quarterly market basket for the consumer to let them know if we were up in price or down in price. I've suspended that until we get through this inflationary period because... Unlike the news, I don't want to always have bad news. Right. So it's just been that tough. It's been that tough for you and I in our pocketbooks. It's been that tough for the farmers and the ranchers, but we prevail. And another key element I like to tell individuals about our farmers and ranchers and their business acumen, they prepare and set aside in the good times. So during the bad times, they know how to survive. Another thing about our family farms is they're very sophisticated about their diversity. They don't just grow one crop. A lot of them are in both livestock and crop agriculture. So that diversity allows them to survive. Maybe this commodity is down, but this commodity is up. So there's a lot of things, and they're very sophisticated with their risk management, including buying crop insurance to kind of say, to prepare for a rainy day or struggles like that. So we're talking, they're all family farms here in Arizona. I think it's 96% of our farms in the state of Arizona are family farms, but they're incorporated or they're an LLC to protect themselves. If they don't, they're not going to survive this.
Julie Murphy is joining us. She is the Strategic Communication Director for the Arizona Farm Bureau. Is there a lot of pressure in the farming industry with the immense growth we've seen? It seems like more and more we're seeing around the valley, you'll see a farm right next to an incoming housing development, and sooner or later you're going to see it all be housing. Is there a lot of pressure in your industry for housing and to people to buy up that land? And what does that mean for us as consumers with healthy food and vegetables and the things we eat if it continues to go that direction?
Right. It's tough pressure. And for me personally, because our family farmed, like I said earlier, through 2004, it's kind of heartbreaking because literally the farmhouse that I grew up, it's now a lake in a development. So that is kind of discouraging. But on the encouraging side, and that's what I want your listeners to know, is we actually are doing more with less. We are growing double, triple, and often quadruple in 1 acre. That's our size of measurement in the farming community. An acre is basically a football field. We're doing more in that 1 acre than we've ever done before. And that's because of improved seed, the way we manage our fertilizer and water application. So our yields are way better today than they used to be. So despite the fact that maybe you and I see land going into development because of some of the sophisticated ways we're trying to farm today, we're doing a lot more with less.
So the last question then is about sustainability. Should people in Arizona feel good about the future? Do you believe that the situation for, as you're talking about, the family farms here in Arizona, do you see security in the food industry, in whether it's livestock or it's the food you grow? Do you see that it's the future is still pretty bright and solid?
I do. I absolutely do. You know, we grow and we become innovative and struggle. And one thing I'll always tell you about agriculture, we definitely feel the struggles. But the other reason I'm very encouraged is the USDA Census of Ag just released, and my economist friend with the Land Grant University at U of A is crunching those numbers, and he and his team are going to analyze, this is George Frisfold, going to analyze those numbers and then bring in other data sets related to Arizona. And he is confident that $23.3 billion industry will potentially be even larger. And again, part of it is just the robustness of our commitment to very sophisticated agriculture. And, you know, if anybody's ever curious about our sustainability issues or our conservation issues, just go to Arizona Farm Bureau's webpage, azfb.org. You know, plug in conservation, plug in sustainability, and you'll learn a lot about what our farmers are doing. And like in ranching, some of the conservation practices that ranchers do, if you go to their drink tanks where they water their cattle and also the wildlife,
yeah,
they're using solar. And they've been using solar for decades. So we're very Earth Day focused, and we have been for decades. And I guarantee you we were Earth Day focused prior to Earth Day. And again, part of that, when we go back to these input costs, It's because they're so expensive. Sure. And we've got to be sophisticated in the way we manage our businesses on the farm and the ranch.
It is a pleasure to meet you. I appreciate you coming by, and I'd love to do this on a more regular basis. I think it is a misinformed industry that people don't know enough about it, and I'd love you to have you come back.
Mike, I'm honored to be here. I love your show, and it's great that you invited us.
All right, that is Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau.